Denver, 1871. You will be paired with Tucker Waite. The words had absolutely no meaning for Alexandra Drake, but they had sent a shiver of anticipation down her spine all the same. Then Tucker had appeared, and a very different sort of shiver had traveled the length of her. The man was impossibly attractive. Hair the color of aging gold, and eyes the color of the sky itself. He was tall, he was tanned, and he was scowling. He'd taken her hand, the calluses rubbing against her perfectly smooth palm in a ticklish sort of way, nodded, then turned to face Mr. Gordon for the wedding ceremony. Not even a word of greeting. And now, here they were, nearing the end of the vows, and she felt the backs of her knees trembling. Was he going to kiss her? There was something Mr. Gordon had said, but Alexandra had been so fixed on her forthcoming husband that she'd clean forgotten everything. She glanced towards Marianne, Mr. Gordon's secretary, if not secret lover. But Marianne's face held no answers. None of the other girls in the room seemed to have any idea, and all of them wore the same expression Alexandra was. It said, "What in the world have we gotten into?" A very good question, and she had no answers. Tucker pressed her hand then, and she looked up at him.
"Do you or don't you?"
he hissed. Did she what? Her eyes went wide. Oh, the vows. "I do," she said quickly. "I guess." The corner of his mouth ticked, but did nothing else. When the same question was posed to him, he and every other man in the room echoed,
"I do."
His response was firm and clear, but there was no hint of warmth in it. He might have been asked if he wanted chicken for dinner, and received the same degree of enthusiasm. Then he started reciting the vows in the flattest, most monotone voice she had ever heard. And it took all of her good breeding and manners to avoid scowling. Yes, they were getting married for the mission they were about to undertake. And yes, they were getting married in a room filled with other people getting married for the same reasons. And yes, they were only partners in truth, and getting married was simply a condition of the partnership. But surely the idea must give him some pleasure. After all, she had it on very good authority that she was the most attractive woman in Savannah, and in the surrounding 25 miles in any direction. Surely, that would make any man of sense and taste smile. But given the condition of Tucker's shoes, trousers, and knuckles, it was not a foregone conclusion that he had no sense and no taste. What a pity.